when you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, a special exclusive you'll only find here and on your app that you can get at the Apple Store or the Google Play Store, Sports DT. That's SportsDT, and you can get me on iTunes, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora podcast. That's T-O-R-T-O-R-A. So plenty of ways to get involved. The one-stop shop is WakeUpCallDT.com. I thank you all for joining in, however you're joining in, to this very special exclusive when I had an opportunity to take a couple minutes with Mackie McPherson and speak with the man under center on what it's like. We've talked about the quarterback, talked about Terrell Hunt, talked about Drew Allen, what they do right, what needs to be done, who won the starting job, who should have won it. So much conversation about the quarterback, but the man under center is the guy who has to make sure that that quarterback gets the ball, gets it when he needs it, and is able to block for him whether he's taken off on his feet or throwing downfield. Mackie McPherson has been that guy for a while. Finally got himself onto the cover of the Syracuse Media Guide for this season. Very happy about that. I was down at ACC Media Days in the Grandover Resort, very beautiful, in Greensboro, North Carolina, where Mackie McPherson and Jay Bromley, they didn't know it. I got the media guide, and I went over to them, and I said, congratulations. And they said, for what? I said, for being on the cover, which they had no idea about. They shared a ceremonial high five and said that it's taken a very long time for them to get on there, but now they are, and well-deserving to be on the cover of the media guide to represent Syracuse's football team. As they get set to move forward in the season, they have one win. That win came at home. Two losses, both on the road, and Mackie McPherson, the grandson of former coach Dick McPherson, we had the opportunity to speak about that, about having his grandfather there watching him, and about the quarterbacks and what he has to do under center. So for this opportunity to hear from Mackie McPherson and what he's doing to make this team better, a very productive lineman for the Syracuse Orange joins me here, and I bring you into our conversation courtesy of Dan Tortora Broadcast Media.
Looking at both of your quarterbacks, having Drew Allen and Terrell Hunt, is it different for you standing under center, knowing what both of these guys have, or is it more similar between the two?
It's very similar to me. You know, it's the same calls coming from the offensive coordinator. I just go out there and do my job. I snap to whoever's back there, and I just go out there and try and block my best. You know, I don't worry about who's back there, it's up to them to play quarterback. I'm just the center.
As far as how the offense is moving under Terrell Hunt, what can you say about his leadership and what he was able to do to really turn the offense on and keep it going?
I think Terrell played a great game. You know, I think he did outstanding. He went 15 of 18, 265, three touchdowns. It's a great day. We're just going to build off of that. Drew came in there, threw a nice touchdown pass to Chris. You know, so we're just going to move forward from that. We know we have two very good quarterbacks at the helm, and it was good to see both those guys, you know, throw some nice passes.
You look at the running attack, and obviously on the stat sheet, the running backs are the guys that show up, but you create those lanes. Just talk about the guys that are flanking you on each side and how you're opening up lanes for four different running backs, at least right now.
Yeah, Wagner had a good defensive line. You know, their nose tackle played a very good game, in my opinion. You know, he was a good player. And so coming off the ball on a guy like that, you got to get a decent feel for what a guy does when he's coming off the ball there. And I think after the first maybe series or two, we had a good idea of what they're doing. So we decided to just come off the ball, and Nick and Rob did a very good job of just going, getting up to those linebackers, covering them up, and making holes for Jerome, Tyson, George, Devontae, and all those guys.
Lastly, for me, having your grandfather be a part of this program the way that he was, but to be up there watching you in the press box, what does it mean to you to play here for Syracuse and have him there with you?
It's been a dream come true ever since freshman year. You know, I've really enjoyed it, and it's been the thrill of my life.